This morning we have a guest joining us here in the studio. Mark Fagan is in with us from the Fireside Lounge here in Atlantic. We're going to talk about a couple of different projects he's working on. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
I thank you for inviting me this morning.
Got through the storm just fine?
Batten down for tomorrow. Looks like it's supposed to get 4 more inches.
Well, we got through the storm for now. Let's just put it that way. I don't know about the just fine part. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of different projects that you've been working on. Firstly, let's talk a little bit about the multiple sclerosis auction, the MS auction. You've been doing this for a long time through the Fireside.
That is correct. The Fireside itself has been doing it for 19 years.
Wow.
I have been doing it for 15 years. I've owned the Fireside for just over 15 years. And over that time period, we have raised over $210,000, and the awareness in this community is so high. When I was on the multiple sclerosis board, we used to have a chart of all the counties, and the awareness in each county, and Cass County awareness was really high compared to like Audubon. They had like 2 incidents, or Shelby had like 3 or 4 incidents. Cass County, we have like 15 incidents registered at the Multiple Sclerosis Society. So not just the auction, the awareness of people that have MS, to call the 1-800-FIGHT-MS number and seek the help that's out there for them.
Why the interest?
One of the employees from the Fireside came down with MS, and that's how the Fireside got started with the auction. And mm-hmm. Keith Allenstein started that a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's turned out to be pretty good. It's one thing for someone to decide that, you know, here's an issue that we should probably pay attention to. But then you have to get other people's attention to get them to pay attention to it as well so that you can raise some funds. But, boy, people turn out.
That is correct. A lot of people do turn out. A lot of people know someone with multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. And another thing about MS, it is closely related to Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease. So if they find the cure for one of those diseases, they're almost sure they'll find a cure for all of them. And the thing that's very interesting, when we started this over 19 years ago, there was no medicine out there for multiple sclerosis. Now there's 6 different drugs that you could take that will not reverse the multiple sclerosis, but it could pretty much stop it in its tracks if they catch it quick enough. So, I mean, they have come a long ways of trying to find a cure for MS, and the community here around Southwest Iowa has really helped us out.
Well, it sounds like it's helped out a lot, and you've gone that extra step. You mentioned that you served on a board and things. Why did you decide to go the extra route?
I take after my mom. I like to go ahead and donate my time. Sometimes I donate too much of it, so I'm trying to cut back a little bit. But I will stay with MS, and I will stay with the school, of course. And right now, the Iowa chapter was going through some financial problems, so we merged one huge multiple chapter with the Minnesota chapter. Mm-hmm. I spearheaded that. So now we're part of the Minnesota chapter. We still have 2 offices in the state of Iowa, but we have more resources coming in because in Minnesota, they use their lottery money for MS. So there is a lot of money up in Minnesota, and they're doing a lot of different programs down here helping us out.
Mm, excellent. Well, I know a lot of folks have, businesses, organizations, individuals, have gotten on board over the years and been regular donors to this effort, donating different types of auction items and things that that folks would be interested in on that evening. There's always room for more, though, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot more room for more. And now that I'm disabled, it's hard for me to get around. After 12 o'clock, I'm pretty much at home on my heating pad and trying to recoup from the day that I had. If anyone has something to donate, they could please give us a call. It's 249-3107, or just drop it off at the Fireside. And some of the stuff that we have Hawkeye tickets, we have Iowa State tickets, we have UNI tickets, hopefully we have the Cardinal tickets, we have quilts. The Fireman quilt will be on display again at Fairway this year. So Fairway, once again, will be displaying that. Mm-hmm. We have meat packages. We just have a lot of items that are donated. We have Pheasants Forever prints, Disney stuff. So anyone who likes to have something picked up, please just give us a call so I can send someone down there or I could arrange it in the morning.
Easy enough. And by the way, the date of the auction is going to be Friday, March 6th. Yep. So we do have some time left. We have roughly a month to get that stuff all taken care of and get ready for that auction. And you know, even if you're not one who donates items, if you'd like to come out that night, it's meant to be a fun event.
It is a really fun event, and it's a different clientele we do attract. We have a lot of doctors, lawyers, bankers. And it is a fun event. Jesse Weiss's family will be doing it again. This will be their 4th year. They donate 100% of their time. 100% of the proceeds or everything does go to the MS Society. And the MS Society will be releasing a public announcement here shortly from Minnesota, talking about everything that we have done in Cass County. And this is not about the fireside. This is about Cass County, how we support the MS Society, and how we can bring services back to our community.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And if folks can't make it that night or don't have anything necessarily to donate, if they just want to make a donation of money or write a check, they can do that?
Yes. They can mail it to the Fireside Lounge, which is P.O. Box 173 here in town, and just make it out to the MS Society. Or you could call the 1-800-FIGHT-MS number and make a donation there. Last year for our auction, we made over $13,000 all together for the auction. Mm-hmm. But I went online and I went through the Minnesota chapter and I noticed that Atlantic donated over $15,000. Mm-hmm. So some people did go through the 1-800-FIGHT-MS number and donate directly that way. So Atlantic did get the credit for that. And like I said, it's a community thing, and we've been doing it for 19 years, and we all appreciate it. The Fireside Lounge, the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and hopefully it continues until we find a cure for this devastating disease.
Pretty neat how it's grown and continued like that, and that's really only because of the support you've gotten.
That's correct. I could not do this by myself. It takes a whole community. And if you've never been to one of these auctions, like Jim said, it is a blast. It is so fun. People are there to spend money, and they have a really, really good time.
You bet. Lots of things happening that night. So if you get a chance, put that on your calendar, Friday, March 6th. I also wanted to kind of touch on some of the things. I know you've been active in education locally.
Yes. I've been president of the PTO for the last 2.5 years, and the PTO is pre-K through grade 5. And a lot of people ask, how can they donate to the PTO? They can't afford money, and they can't afford time. The easiest way to give something to the PTO is just cut out your box tops, cut out your Campbell labels. When we were young, it just used to be Campbell Soup labels. Now Campbell Soup owns SpaghettiOs, Franco-American Spaghetti. They have chicken broth. They have chili. Any Campbell label, there's a points on there. You can cut those out. Pop tabs, we save those. We give those to the Ronald McDonald House. You could drop them off at Fairway. They have a drop-off at all the registers. Hy-Vee has a drop-off right when you walk in or out the door by the ATM machine. There's a black box mounted to the wall. You could drop them off there. Give them to any student. Schuler students will take them to the office or the teachers. Washington students will drop them off right when you walk in the building there. In the first half of the year, the first 3 months, we raised over $2,000 just in box tops. And that's 10 cents a box top. So that's a lot of box tops.
So they're giving you money back for returning these items.
That's correct. We get 10 cents per box top. Campbell labels are good for gym equipment or playground equipment. And like I said, the pop tabs we save for the Ronald McDonald House because they come in once a year and they talk to the kids and they explain to the kids the services that they provide for the sick kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many different things involved in education these days that, and I know folks might say, well, I pay taxes, and where's that money going? Well, that's earmarked for things.
Yes.
But there are things, in some cases, like sports uniforms, for example, that can't be purchased with tax money. It's not allowed. So that's why you have to have booster clubs and PTOs and things. There are other things. There are always other needs that would really enhance the opportunities that kids have.
That's correct. And another thing that we've done in the PTO since I've been president is that we raise money for computers for Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington's computers were over 12 years old, and they were beyond a point where they were beyond repair. So far, pre-K, kindergarten, second grade, and third grade have new computers. Mm-hmm. The only one we have left is first grade. And that would be my chore this summer, trying to raise money for first grade. And we have seen the test scores in second and third grade have gone up because of the new computers that the PTO has purchased. And we do that privately. We don't ask parents to help us with that. So, we are out there trying to support the community. A lot of people have grudges against us. They think we're not doing certain things. We are there to help the kids. And anything that people can do, we really appreciate it. We know about the Washington, how it's a nightmare to drop your kids off. Everyone's been through that, and we've been trying to work through that ourselves, but we can't come up with a good plan so far.
Well, you just keep plugging along, right?
That's correct.
You know, it's funny, though, how that works, whether it's the MS auction or the through the PTO group. If you come up with some good ideas and an executable plan and some realistic goals, folks jump on board.
That's correct. And like I said, the Washington has been a nightmare forever, and finally, all the ideas that we brought to the city's attention, they're all of a sudden hiring an engineer, and same ideas they brought up to the media, same stuff that we've told the city 2 years ago. So the city is now going to look into the Washington drop-off. It is beyond the principal's control. It's a school board, and the city has to work on it, not the principals of the school.
See if we can make some headway.
That is correct.
Always plugging forward. Very good. Well, again, if you can help out any of those efforts, they'd sure appreciate it. And get that MS auction on your calendar. Friday, March 6th at the Fireside Lounge here in Atlantic. Mark, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it this morning, and thanks for all you do.
Thanks very much, Jim, for your time.